Welcome to Ex Libris Podcasts, where authors write their own success.
We are talking with author Fred Gartner, and he has written a book called Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist. This is the second book in a series. We've also talked to Fred previously for his first book, 6 Days Till Sunday. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Now, Fred, you and your wife are a husband-wife team. You compose music, and you are music dramatists, and now you are an author. How did you become an author? Why did you decide to go into another form of art?
Well, I wanted the right kind of a story for us to base our music drama on, and I thought if to really suit us, I'd better write the novel myself. So that's how I became a novelist.
And how did you decide on this particular topic?
Well, it seemed like such a glaring, terror thing, horrible thing, with a whole group of people enslaving, you know, whites enslaving blacks. I don't know anything could be more, more cruel or more unthoughtful, insensitive. So I thought, why don't I address that and just see, let the reader know what we really think of it and how it had been corrected then, by the liberation, or by the freedom of those slaves.
Yes, in the first book, 6 Days Till Sunday, your protagonist is Aaron the Wayshower, and he is your spokesman who appears in the novel to combat some form of subhuman behavior.
That's what this enslavement of blacks was, see, and that's what called it his attention and why he came to serve that. He wanted to help put an end to it.
So subhuman behavior, the way you define it, is enslavement of human beings.
For that book, yes.
Yes. And in this book, Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist, what is that subhuman behavior?
Preacher Sean, that takes a period of time in Ireland, 20 years of terrible terrorism, you know, Christians killing other Christians in the name of Christ. That was misbehavior. So he went, Aaron the Wayshower wanted to come and see if he couldn't correct that. So he came as a preacher in his own right and went out to combat it. And he was successful in that combat because he helped end it. And that brings us to the third book, which I guess we're reviewing now.
So, Preacher Sean, have you modeled Preacher Sean or Aaron the Wayshower in your first book after any particular person who is walking the earth currently?
No, I just have a vision of someone that I... he's taking a definite picture. When I hear of Aaron the Wayshower, I look at him as what he really is, namely what we are each going to become. Someday you'll be the father of a life stream yourself, and so will I. And then my responsibility is to learn enough from these continuous rebirths in thousand-year sequences that we can be equivalent to what Aaron is to us, to our life stream now. So Aaron the Wayshower is not just another character. He is my permanent spokesman. He appears in every book in many different guises, but always with that message of hope and well-being.
So Aaron the Wayshower is in all of the novels. Preacher Sean shows up in your latest novel, Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist. What is the relationship between Aaron the Wayshower and Preacher Sean?
Well, Preacher Aaron the Wayshower, he wants to try to put an end to that Christians killing Christians in the name of Christ. So he wants it. And that's why he got reborn in the form of a Presbyterian minister. And then he went out and tried to interact with one of his best buddies who happens to have been a Roman Catholic. And there you have the two members from each group. If they can earn out a common ground, a basis for respect for each other, then the whole nation, the territory that witnesses that combat, it can do the same thing, which would certainly be a betterment.
So is Preacher Sean a human being or a, a, a greater life form, a greater being? Explain to me exactly who and what Preacher Sean is.
Alan, the White Shore is my spokesman who appears in each novel that I write. He's very prominent in Beethoven then and now, and you'd be surprised how he helps a composer out. Well, that's the way with this, in the Preacher Sean book. By being a Presbyterian minister, and his best friend in that life is a Roman Catholic, if those two fellows can earn out common ground and have respect and even love for each other, then the whole community can, and that'll end that Christians killing other Christians in the name of Christ.
Fred, would you mind reading a couple of passages from Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist?
I have a copy of the Beethoven Here and Now right open. I thought maybe if you wanted to hear something, I could read from that.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
I wanted to mention, first of all, his years, Beethoven, it's called Beethoven Then and Now. Well, Beethoven Then, that's his 991 years on earth. And he was born as five women. Their lives totaled 279, 10 lives as men, 655 years, you add them all up, it comes to 934. Well, that's still not quite 1,000, so there's enough to squeeze in one more rebirth on earth to make up 1,000. And there comes Beethoven. His span was 57 years, and when you add that all together, it comes to a total of 991 years. So instead of being reborn on earth again, he was reborn as a human being in the second order of a 1,000-year span. And that's the first of his one of an infinite number of 1,000-year spans. And why we have so many is each of us want to live and grow and learn until we can eventually become, as our own way sure now is, the father of a life stream. There's an enormous space out there to be filled with human beings, and Aaron can't do it all, nor can a population of Earth populate the entire universe. But by this sequence of higher order beings, each becoming a wish-or, the job will get done. It's not hopeless then.
Fred, if you will, tell me how the Beethoven story fits into the current book, Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist, or does it?
I get this little place in the synopsis. I can't improve on its wording. It starts off, I've often heard people express their wish that someone who has died will return to us and relate what the life, death, rebirth experience is really like. Well, someone has. This is exactly what Beethoven does in my third novel, Beethoven, Then and Now. Like Beethoven, each one of us is the proud possessor of a human soul. This clearly defined object, it's not just something, a spiritual thing, it's a clearly defined object, is none other than our very own spiritual subelectron. Now, subelectrons are particles so small you can't see them with the naked eye. But then the soul is a very special subelectron. It is the physical hulk is only a pile of ashes, but our soul, spiritual subelectron, is unique, eternal, and indestructible. So you see what, and the beautiful thing about it is through it, you have total recall of all former lives. Now, when you're living through the second order, you can't recall everything as it develops. But when you get born into the third order, you have total recall of every moment that you lived in that 1,000 years of second order life. So that's the basic, that's what we have to look forward to. And I personally think it's only a hypothesis, but I think it's something much more beautiful to believe in an eternal life among a bunch of angels, or eternal hell among a bunch of devils, depending upon how we have lived, as reward or punishment.
He is Fred Gardner, the author of Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist. We're also talking about his first book, 6 Days Till Sunday, and the upcoming book, Beethoven, Then and Now. Fred, what is the message exactly that you're trying to send to the readers through these books?
I think it's actually, do get interested at the creative level in something, so that you have something to want to return after a thousand, even after a thousand years, and say, that's not nearly done. I'd love to do this so much, I'd like to continue it for another 1,000 years, and then another, and another, and grow into whatever I'm able to grow into, to reach out and speak to the souls of man who would care to listen. And that's what this is. It's a hypothesis to believe in, rather than just a place in the sky where you either become engaged with a flock of angels or a flock of devils, depending on how you lived. And that's your judgment there.
Fred, how have people received the most recent book so far, Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist? What's the reaction been?
I haven't had a chance to be, you know, to sample that myself. Among my circle of friends, they said it's changed their whole outlook on life. So if we can do that to my friends, it might do that to a much wider group, I hope.
How has it changed their outlook on life? How has it changed things for them?
Well, they see that the answer to the real problem is, get something you love to do. Just like Beethoven loved to compose. After 57 years composing on Earth, he wasn't nearly exhausted, the project, and he would welcome an infinite number of an infinity of time in which to continue it. And so, if you don't have that in your first order, you sure should develop it very early in the second order, where you have 1,000 years to spend. Like Beethoven realized, he said, to spend 1,000 years continuing to compose is nothing at all. I could use 1,000,000, 1,000,000, an infinity, because I love to do it. So it's why I'm here. It's how I grow. It's how I reach people. It's how I really say what I believe.
The author is Fred Gardner. The book is Preacher Sean, Anti-Terrorist. And you've heard Fred talk about the next book that's about to come out, Beethoven, Then and Now. When will you finish the Beethoven book, Fred?
It's finished. It's been published, and the volumes are available through Ex Libris.
So Ex Libris is the place you can get all of Fred Gartner's books. Fred, we really appreciate it, and we wish you a lot of luck with all the books so far.
That's great.